Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The problem with history is the establishment gives us different versions, different flavors of forms of command and control tyranny. Communism, socialism, fascism. When humanity's ever had true freedom, it's a great responsibility, very hard to even approach. But we want more degrees of liberty, always more freedom, always more knowledge, more understanding, more decency and goodness and self-control, and less of the dark side, the evil nature that's in all of us, whether you're Jewish or German or African or Chinese. And I just challenge any of the racists out there, black racists, white racists, all of you, tribalist, to look at a black child, look at a white child, look at an Aboriginal child, look at a Hispanic child, and tell me you don't innately love that child and want good things for that child. Tell me you don't have an instinct to want to help them. Well, the New World Order doesn't have that instinct. They have a predatory lust for blood and death. And that's who we're fighting. And you have to wrap your mind around that. Taking calls. I got a bunch of other news coming up. Russia finally made the Wall Street Journal with some of their top analysts saying the country's going to collapse. We're going to be talking about that. But right now, let's go to Dustin in Ohio. Dustin, you're on the air.
Merry Christmas, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
A couple questions. One, your JFK movie, when is that going to be finished up or coming out? I'm really looking forward to
it. Okay, the Obama thing is so important that I've suspended the JFK film. I've still been doing some shooting in Dallas and other places on it. It's going to be coming out in the summer. The Obama film will come out, and it's designed to destroy tyranny. It's designed to expose tyranny in the info war. So we're going to release it on March 15th. So it will be out March 15th, and we are racing to make this Obama film, which is also, it's not just about Obama, it's a third about the shadow government, a third about Obama being a traitorous puppet, and a third about the economic collapse in the martial law situation. So we are racing with this film, and the film is going to be pretty much done by inauguration, except that I'm holding it for inauguration to see what happens after that to make it absolutely up to date. And so it will be out in mid-March.
Excellent, excellent. It's amazing to me that he even, you know, has won the presidency. I personally think, I'd like your comment on this, but I personally think that the establishment is bringing Obama in to kind of lay the groundwork for Arnold. You know, electing a non-U.S. citizen-born, you know, president. I personally think everything I've been reading that they're kind of paving the way for Arnold to take the office here one of these days.
Yeah, well, that was actually in the, Chicago Tribune and on the CBS News site 60 Minutes, 2 weeks ago, that he does want to be president. He is lobbying to have the 22nd Amendment changed. And guess what? 31 states, all he needs 32. 31 states, or is it they have 32, they need 34. I've got to look that up. I know this. They are two states away from having a constitutional convention, and they can rewrite everything in there. And they're claiming they want it for gay marriage in some states, and in other states they manipulate conservatives and say, oh, it's for a constitutional amendment on the borders. But once they get the con in, you know, they fool liberals to be for it for one reason and conservatives to be for it for another. But always con-cons turn out being bad. They can rewrite the whole thing. They can abolish the Bill of Rights. And there's a big UN move to get that done. So I agree with you. Arnold is very special to the New World Order and very wicked. And that's why the three-hour film, 45 minutes of it, exposes Arnold. That film is Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and go directly to Steve, Tim, Joe, and many others. Stay with us.
Hey. a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, bat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with open phones, I would like to hear from listeners. I mean, you can bring up any subject you'd like. We don't screen your calls. That's kind of the fun of it. You never know what's coming up next, what issue, what item, what direction a caller will take us in as we spin the wheel of fortune. But wide open phones for the next 3 hours that we have left in this transmission. What do you think the biggest story of 2008 has been? And that can be the biggest hyped media story or the biggest underreported story. And what do you see happening in 2009? What are your predictions for 2009? You know, that's the big reason I canceled guests today. We had some guests. I canceled them because I've been wanting to have some shows this week where it's just callers in the news. Let's go ahead and go to Steve in New York. Steve, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's great to hear from you. I listen to you quite often, as much as I can. You're a real rebel. I love it. I got three quick questions. How are you trying to, get your message to the deaf? I have a deaf member in my family, and, you know, I try my best, but, you know, for them to go onto the internet or anything is, they can't listen to your show.
Well, I mean, the deaf generally, for some reason, have higher IQs and are really smart together.
Very stubborn.
competent people. I mean, at least, I guess I've worked in and around hearing impaired folks that are in the business world, so I guess maybe that's a bad sample, but they seem like really neat people to me. We have listeners from time to time that create transcripts of interviews.
Yeah.
I don't have the funds to hire a transcript outfit because, you know, an hour-long interview with an inexpensive place would cost a few hundred dollars. If somebody wants to give us an endowment, I would spend 100% of it on a transcript company to transcribe the entire show every day if enough money came in or just the guest. Or if listeners want to volunteer, which they have done from time to time, and we're very thankful for that, and then email us the transcript of the interviews, we post those. We have a lot of news articles and a lot of stories we write or other alternative commentary and analysis that we carry. But we're not a big organization. You know, that's one way government wants to shut down the free internet is make every website have the software installed that automatically transcribes everything, and that can be very expensive. And then you've got to go through the regulators, and then that will shut us down. And so that's being done by the big boys to try to stifle things. They're throwing a whole bunch at the internet right now to try to shut down the small operators.
Okay, what about closed captioning in your movies?
Well, I mean, here's another issue. I barely have the time and the energy. You know, I was here till 11:15 last night. I'm not whining. It's a passion. But I was here till 11:15 working on the Obama film, and it's myself, Aaron Dykes, and Rob Jacobson. And Rob and Aaron have some other jobs up here, videos we upload for the PrisonPlanet.tv members and other things. And we bring in a nice fellow named Michael McWhorter for some of the graphics. And he's part-time, so because I can't afford him full-time. So I would love to go out and, say, have it in Spanish or German, other languages, or Chinese. But, again, it comes down to who we are, sir. We're a small organization that produces the amount of work that 200, 300 people would do in a major Hollywood operation. That's why I have sponsors. That's why I sell the books and videos, so we can try to have enough money to up our game. But we're trying to up our game, even in the middle of a recession going into depression. So I appreciate your call. We need money. And, again, it's a symbiotic situation. When you buy Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you get the preeminent film, the best produced, the best information. The critics have, you know, basically said that unanimously. That's my own opinion. That Endgame is the Rosetta Stone for one two-hour film. It's about two and a half hours long. You watch that, you know who the elite are, what their program is, what they're doing, how they operate, and hopefully how to stop them. It's $19.95. You can get it for as low as $5.95 when you get it with other DVDs at Infowars.com. And, you know, if you buy the books and videos on the site, we'll have the money to continue. If people don't, we will stay the same size we are, maybe even get smaller. I mean, we're feeling the economy here like everybody else, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, there are German versions of Terror Storm and Endgame. There are Spanish versions. We even link to them. And so rather than selling a DVD that has all the languages done, and which is tens of thousands of dollars to have multiple languages, you know, we've looked into it, done on the DVD, then it takes months more to get it out. And so we don't sell enough to do that. And then there's the time constraint of slowing it down while it's sent off to the companies that do that. You understand? I mean, and this is the real world, folks. It's not just like instant gratification where I'm like a genie and I can just make things happen. And so what do? I end up linking on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the German or the Spanish versions on YouTube or Google, which then causes people to not buy the DVDs, which then destroys my business model where I can't fund myself. You like that catch-22? So I try to... But as I said, I appreciate your call. Take care. Again, I get calls and emails, hundreds of them a day. We need you to do this. We need you to do that. And I'm not saying don't send me ideas, but talking about something and implementing it is another thing. Okay? Now, again, I don't want to get off into the show here talking about myself, but that's okay. That's what the Wheel of Fortune brought up here, taking calls. So then I end up linking to the videos that have been, I mean, have you ever tried looking for it in other languages? There are, actually, I've seen For the Hearing Impaired. People have done versions of my films with English subtitles. So it's been done. I mean, did you look? I saw last night the Hamid Ghul interview on YouTube, and it was the first clip of like 7 or something, and it had 20-something thousand views on the Alex Jones channel that an independent guy, Dave, runs. But he's since given us the codes, and now he's volunteering and running it, but now it's officially my channel. Makes sense. It's the Alex Jones channel. We appreciate all Dave's work. But I was just looking at comments on there. You know, I spent about 30 minutes a day scanning through comments randomly. And the guy was like, hey, how come Alex Jones didn't ask Hamid Ghul about General Mahmoud Ahmed, who was later head of Pakistani intelligence, reportedly wired money to Muhammad Atta? Hey, man, I did ask him. It's on the interview. But see, I can't satisfy you. I can't even ask the question and then get credit for asking it. I have to be punished and nailed to the wall eternally. Because you didn't listen to the whole interview. But see, that's what America does. We just go off half-cocked. It's just an instant gratification. But, I mean, I did bring that up. I did press him on that. And the interview may have been a little scary for him. Who knows if he'll come back on. We're trying to get him back on right now. There's also a sacrifice you make in losing a guest if you ask the hard questions. But I did. I knocked the ball out of the park, and what do I get? I get a drink thrown in my face and told that I dropped the ball and that I lost the ball game when I hit a grand slam, thanks to my crew. So, again, I'm human, ladies and gentlemen. People now in the Patriot Movement believe I'm omnipresent. If internet sites go down randomly, I'm blamed. I supposedly have these brainiacs. I can barely keep my websites up, but supposedly I'm running everything and shutting everything down. Or, if I say something like Judas Goat, there'll be someone who wrote a book called that, and they'll say, are you attacking them? No, it's a 2,000-year-old saying. Everybody, it's like if the hair lips the admiral. I don't want to whine about it, but see, we're just a nation of children, a nation of just, Meanwhile, the whole New World Order is coming down on us, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm trying to warn people about poison in the food and water, things we can prove. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's just go back to your calls. Let's talk to common side effects in PA. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, go ahead.
Good. I just wanted to call in and make a comment. First, I wanted to let you know that I've been a dedicated listener to you for like the last year, and I just finally got subscribed to your site.
Yes,
and it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Just want to let you know.
Thank you. That's how we fund things.
Yeah, I value the fact that you come with mostly facts and not a whole lot of opinion. Today has been a little different for me because Rastafari is a source of my, how can you say it, enlightenment, and it's not a religion, it's a way of life, and I've lived in Jamaica, and I love your information, bro, I do, but I just, you're losing me. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose your information.
And all right, let me stop right there. When we come back, I'll talk to you about it. We got to go to break. Stay there. Look, I can oversimplify things. It's like when we say Zionist. There's like 15 different types I know of. There's 3 different types of Christian Zionist. There's 3 different types of Jewish Zionism. I've read Marcus Garvey's book. I'm a fan of Bob Marley. You know, his son now, Ziggy, says he's, at its base, I was talking about a particular variety of Rastafari.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.
Anyways. Anybody who denies that a large sector. And then you've got different types of Rastafarians, and you've got different types of black Israelites, and they all fight with each other. And, you know, I like Bob Marley and all the things he was saying and doing. That's a different variety. But then his, you know, son has said that he transcended that, all this race business. And people who've been downtrodden, you know, they need that tribalism, that sense of community to feel good about themselves. My whole issue is I don't want to spend all day on this. I got a guy calling me up week after week telling me that whites are all the devil. Okay? And I'm saying that is a variety of the Black Israelite movement. And out of the Black Israel movement, if you've studied it, as you say, I've studied all these groups, you get one of the main versions of the Rastafarians. And so, I mean, are you saying that that's not part of the tenets of a large group of it? Or what are you saying there, sir?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to emphasize, I love your information, your show. I'm having issues with, I don't know, maybe it's the way you're delivering information. I know that there's different sets of everything, and I personally am a Rasta, and I don't fight with any of these guys. And if anything, we're on indigenous people's land, and we need to really consult with these people as, you know, the original people of this area. To really,
but I mean, come on, you know the original people.
Sir. As far as Rastafari, I always suggest, Alistair, I love you, bro. I'm serious. I'm not coming with no animosity or anything. I'm just trying to, you know, rectify this because I tell all my people, yo, listen to this cat. Don't worry about his accent. Don't worry about he's loud. I tell my girlfriend, she's like, oh, well, I can't, you know, really listen. I'm like, look, baby, don't worry about his voice. He's giving up some serious info. And so when she started checking it, she started being like, oh, okay.
All right, let me just stop you for a second. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest, A. B, I don't like getting into all this tribal infighting because even when I was trying to say it didn't matter and it was bad, maybe I didn't say it in a nuanced way enough, and then that causes more division. So I'm not saying you personally are bad. I personally like a lot of aspects of the whole Rasta movement against the New World Order, against the bankers, against the vampires. There's a lot of truth in it. I'm saying large groups of the Black Israelite movement say that whites are the wicked devil. And that's the same thing we heard about blacks, that they were the devil. And I'm just saying it's bad, and I'm against it, and I appreciate your call, sir, and God bless you. Okay? And I'm saying I grew up in Dallas, where blacks and Hispanics would attack whites. And Lord knows, I'm sure there were cases of whites attacking blacks, though I never saw that and was never around it. You know, whites were these guilt-ridden, hand-wringing, you know, pathetic creatures. You know, when I grew up, I didn't have white friends sitting around going inward this, inward that. And by the way, I had a lot of black friends I played basketball with and football with and hung out at their, you know, house and stuff. And that was a few of the times I had black folks attack me. And one time I was with one of my friends who was black, and then some other black guys came up because they were racist, and we got in a fight with them. Because there's racist black people doesn't mean I'm indicting black people. I'm saying I don't indict black people because of that. But let's be honest, human beings behave the same. There's bad people in all these groups. That's the point I'm making. And if you're saying there isn't a lot of crime and a lot of black-on-white crime in Jamaica, you're not looking at the statistics, sir. Gosh, I want to go to more of these calls. Let's jam in another one here. Who's up next? John? Joe in New York, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I know most of your listeners are adults. I have three teenagers. Should we tell our children about the New World Order? Should we educate them or even show them the videos that you have, like the End Game, Loose Change?
Yes, I would show them and explain that's why you want to keep your head down. That's why you don't want to use drugs. That's why you don't want to let them get you in the system, because you don't win when you're, you know, out doing, you know, petty things. You know, the system, MTV acts like breaking windows, using drugs is fun and cool. Those are false forms of rebellion meant to trap you and get you in the system. You beat the man when you don't get in trouble and when you live well and become successful. Successful enough to help others. Stay there. We'll come right back to you, my friend. Stay there, Mike in California, Scott in Iowa, Jason in Missouri. We'll get to all of you, but first we'll go back to Joe in New York. On the other side of this quick break, and I'll tell you my police officer story from last night. And again, I'm not even attacking the police themselves. I'm attacking the mentality that's overtaking the police. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Joe in New York. Absolutely, Joe. I'm already telling my six-year-old son about the New World Order. I'm trying to explain to him that in many countries, the people in uniform are bad because those countries are run by tyrants. But in some nations, the people in uniform are good, but that, and then I give him history lessons about the Romans and the rest of it. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is not quite ready for all of that yet because it just confuses her. But you got to start them really early explaining to them how everything works and operates, and that you can't just trust somebody. You know, if somebody's got a green mohawk, that doesn't necessarily mean you don't trust them. It doesn't mean you trust them either until you know them. And you don't just trust somebody because they've got gray hair and wearing a suit or because they're wearing a uniform. That's why family comes first, because you know them and they have a stake in protecting you statistically, historically. Doesn't mean you can completely trust your family either. And you've got to teach your family, not that I'm some grand poobah, but I've learned this, not to be gullible and not to, you know, I mean, if kids are mean to you at school, just don't talk to them anymore. I mean, I wish my parents would have told me that. I would keep trying to be nice, or, you know, it took me time to figure it out. Just fine. You don't like me, good. You know, have fun. And to not care what people think about you. And that doesn't mean you come in and drop your drawers in class or have mustard stains on the front of yourself. You know, you've got to have respect for yourself. It means you keep your cards close to your vest. And, you know, I mean, I've even learned this the last few years. I mean, I've known this information, but I haven't really put it into full function. Somebody cheats me, pushes me, screws me, plays games with me now. Man, they're out of my life so fast it makes their head spin. Because I always judge the world according to myself. I mean, I'm a pretty nice guy. I'm a fair person. I have a lot of love in my heart. I'm also aggressive. And my whole life, I thought everybody was like me. Well, everybody isn't like nice people. A lot of people are scum. And the number one thing is you've got to teach your children that, you know, if you find one or two friends in your life, people you can really trust, you're a blessed person. I mean, and now society's in such crisis, the public is becoming more and more delusional. They're like in trances. They've got major studies out that the adult population is in a lower brainwave than just 20 years ago. The public is semi-awake. They're in a mesmerized dream state from over 4.5 hours of TV viewing a day for an adult, more than that for a child. I mean, they're literally zombies, and they're delusional. It's like the government and the media is. People will make up little stories, little excuses for what they're going to do to you when they screw you, when they cheat you, when they, you know, do things to you. That's the general public. Then you've got the evil sociopaths and psychopaths that know what they're doing, and they're angling, you know, looking at you like they're on a rabbit hunt or something. And the minute I see somebody looking at me like that, like they're on a rabbit hunt, I just say, you know what? I'm not giving you the benefit of the doubt. Get out of my life. Stay away from me right now. Because as society falls apart, as things implode, we've got to protect ourselves. All right, going back to Joe. Joe, I'm babbling at you. Does that answer your question, or is that your question?
No, that was great. I have my daughter telling me how happy she was that Obama won the election. And I'm like, why are you happy that he won the election? And she just shrugged her shoulders. And it's indoctrination by the mass media. And I can't wait for the Obama video that you have planned.
Oh, we're making it right now. Well, I mean, and again, when you tell somebody, I mean, I've had waiters and people come up to me at restaurants, and it's almost every time I'm out to eat, once or twice a week, and they say, hey, what do you think of Obama, Alex? And I go, well, you know my show. I believe they're all puppets.
Puppets, yeah.
And they say, but you like McCain? And I go, no, I don't like McCain. I'm explaining to you that it'd be like if you showed up at a car dealership and the guy showed you two cars. He had like 500 more, but he said, these are the two. These are the only two I'm selling. And one of them's blue and one of them's red, and they got the same engine in them. They were made by the same company, the same year. And it isn't really a choice. Do I want a red one or a blue one? I'm like, no, wait a minute. I want to look at the other 498 cars, or I want to go look at another dealership. And see, that's my point. The same people brought us Obama that brought us John McCain. It's so elementary, but the public has been not even dumbed down. They've been mesmerized or hypnotized or bamboozled into buying into it. And I mean, and you can't blame them. I mean, people are all about the surface. They're all about, you know, political colorations. And you know, that's a propaganda term, nothing to do with him having dark skin. But it does play into the political coloration with the dark skin because it's something tangible. Look, he's brown. And then it turns into another tribal issue of whites wanting to prove they're not racist. So it was white people predominantly that elected Obama. And then now I notice on my own Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, on my own sites, if I have an article criticizing Obama, you know, he's for the Gaza bombing. People go in there and say, you're just a racist. You just don't like Obama. Or if I'm against Obama and gun control, they say, oh, you're just a racist, you don't like Obama. Or if I'm against Obama and a carbon tax on every action and every activity humans carry out, paid to foreign private banks, you know, it's like, oh, you just don't like Obama. You're just a racist. No, I don't want to pay a carbon tax to private banks. No, I don't want to bomb the Gaza Strip. No, I don't want that done in my name. See, but people like it simple. They want to just, it's simple. George Bush is good. He's fighting the terrorist. You know, Barack Obama's good. He's going to get America back on track. And so a lot of it's how you approach your daughter. A lot of it is how you, you know, come at it and say, look, I would love to believe that Obama was a good guy and we're about to have change. But if it was real change instead of more tyranny, that is the change, then they would assassinate him, or they would bring out the buying the Senate seat. He's clearly involved in that with his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. But because he's playing ball, you're not going to hear about that. Anything else, sir?
What are your predictions for 2009?
Well, I appreciate your call, Joe. Let me answer those, and I'm glad somebody finally brought up the points I've been asking listeners. So I guess I'll start it off. I think you're going to see intensified friction and, I'd say, 80% chance, some cross-border incursions in the Kashmir region between India and Pakistan, and it could turn into full-blown war between the two nations. I'd say that's a 30-40% chance. I believe you're going to see more escalations between the United States, NATO, and Russia with more U.S. forces, when you say U.S. globalist forces, Anglo-American forces, moving in to encircle Russia. You're going to see more tyranny, more crackdowns on free speech in Russia. You're going to see new restrictions and control over the Internet. I think you're going to see major Internet outages in 2009, which then the government will offer a solution of Internet 2, as the way to fix the problem they created. I believe that we will see hyperinflation accelerate. So we'll have a dead economy. I mean, literally, it's dead. Dead Main Street with an overlay of hyperinflation in certain sectors as the big private central banks buy up raw infrastructure. And so I think you're going to see sit-ins that are going to end up getting violent with police in major factory cities. And I believe by the end of 2009, you may see full-scale riots in U.S. cities. I'd say a 70% chance of that. And it's virtually, if things continue along the globalist plan, 100% by 2011. Barack Obama will bring forward a carbon tax. He will declare carbon dioxide a toxic waste. He will have a $700 million bailout package for the public, but that will only be select payoffs to crony cities, counties, and states to pay for federal unfunded mandates, which will further federalize things. I believe you will see Israel off and on continue to bombard and squeeze the Gaza Strip, which they've had under siege for years. I believe you will probably see more bombardments into southern Lebanon again against Hezbollah. I believe, it's easy predictions. We've seen a 500% increase in piracy. I believe we'll see another 500% increase in piracy in 2009 worldwide. I predict that by the end of next year, they always do it about a year and a half late, you will see crime statistics for 2008 showing a 25% on average or higher increase in violent crime and robberies. And then by 2010, we're going to get 2009 numbers. There will be a 100% increase in crime. You will see increasing draconian actions with U.S. Army and Marines running warrantless checkpoints on U.S. highways, as are going on in California right now, in San Bernardino and other areas. You will see a flaunting of the police state. You will see the propaganda intensify, worshiping the police state on the news. It's not going to be pretty. I can make a lot of other predictions, but I'd like to hear your predictions. I want to get into the cop story from last night before this hour ends, but let's continue with your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in PA. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to bring up something that I feel is going to be one of the most important opportunities that we will have in 2009 to fight the evil empire. I'm originally from Maine, and I have a brother that's been missing since way back in 1992 from Bangor, Maine. And in the years that we've been struggling, he was indicted by the federal government 2 months after he disappeared. And in the years that we've tried to get to the bottom of this, of course, we lifted up the veneer of society, and it wasn't the corruption that he stepped into, as far as the Indian lands claim money or the bank corruption up in the Northeast, but it was ultimately tied to the Franklin cover-up, and we didn't know at the time, but
haven't you sent me your brother's story before years ago?
Well, no, actually, it's probably about 10 years ago I called into your show, and I was like the last caller, and we really didn't have a long time to talk, but we found out literally like in 2000 that he was scheduled to meet with the Maine State Attorney General the day he disappeared with some very incriminating information. And we didn't know until literally 8 years later that there was in Washington at that very time, there was going to be a congressional, trying to get congressional hearings going on the whole subject.
Do you think they murdered your brother?
Well, there's no question. In 2002, a gentleman called my mom and said, I know who killed your son. And so as we developed the information that he gave us, it took us actually several years to get to the bottom of it. But actually, so right now my brother's a fugitive from justice wanted for bank fraud and money laundering by the federal government, and at the very same time there's an active murder investigation by the Maine State Police because of information that we brought them, like in 2003 and 2004, that they couldn't deny.
Basically, all right, well, send me a packet of info. Maybe I'll have you on as a guest. I appreciate your call. I meant to ask him what the opportunity is in the new year, but it's a long story. Send me a packet of info on it, sir, if you want to be a guest, and perhaps I'll have you on if I'm able to get that scheduled. What I do know is DynCorp and Halliburton run giant white slavery rings worldwide for sex slavery, physical, manual labor slavery, and that's come out in major newspapers like the Chicago Tribune. And they can get away with that in Bosnia, in Serbia, in Croatia. They can get away with that in Russia. They can get away with that in the Middle East. They can do it here. And there is a giant industrial pedophile operation in the country. That's how pedophiles work. They recruit their own people into positions of power once they get into position. And that's why every couple of weeks you hear about a Homeland Security state head caught with little kids, or you'll hear about the state police deputy head caught with little kids, or you'll hear about, a prison where they're videotaping raping the women or raping the, the 12-year-old boys here in Texas. Or you'll read about all this, and that's because it's just ongoing. And then they recruit their own people into Washington. And there's been a big pedophile ring in Washington for at least 80 years. But now it's a large portion. And a lot of evidence shows that around half of your congressmen are pedophiles. Because that's like entrance into the club. And so that's why you're always hearing about the head of missing and exploited children being caught being a pedophile, or, just all these groups. It's just, I mean, you all see it in the news, and then they kind of sweep it under the rug real fast. They're horrible people. I mean, what kind of people would steal trillions of dollars and put cancer viruses in vaccines? But you've got the eugenicist above the pedophiles. And then they use a pedophile guild. They get to carry out their pedophilia as long as they serve the New World Order. And it was actually the same in Rome. If you study Rome, they had pedophile guilds by the end there that ran it. And Babylon ended up being run by pedophile guilds. They love destroying innocence. Why do Satanists sacrifice babies? Because it's the power. It's about their personal power. It's about, they believe they're doing this horrible act and that they're becoming, just energized and more human than human because they're willing to commit something so heinous that's part of their strength. Again, it's like in Revenge of the Sith for all the film nerds out there. Like, use a popular culture meme. The Emperor says, go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Then you will have enough power. And that's what Stalin and Lenin believed. That's what the Aztecs believed. That's what they do. And so it's come out even in major Missouri papers about different abortionists that even admit they're Satanists now and that it's a sacrifice and how much they love jamming the scissors in the back of the partial birth abortion baby's head. I mean, as it begs and pleads and grabs at the scissors and flails. You ever seen a baby like when it's newborn and you move it and it acts like it's about to fall over? It doesn't have balance. It kind of puts its hands up to protect itself. They love that. See, you don't like hearing about a baby having scissors jammed in the back of its head and then a suction sucker sucking its brains out. But to a Satanist, it's beautiful. To them, it's about snuffing out that new beautiful life, that little shoot of green coming up out of the ground. It's about dominating and winning over goodness and evil prevailing, and they just burn with what they describe as like a white light when they're doing it. To them, trash cans full of dead babies is beautiful. Hitler just loved watching burning cities and piles of dead bodies. It was beautiful to him. See, it's beautiful. They're creating a world that's beautiful to them. It's beautiful. To us, it's hell. To them, it's wonderful. It's magic. It's beauty. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit, 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance, that's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just
Jason, Scott, Andrew, Jeremy, and many others. I'm going to continue with your calls in the next hour. I need to go ahead and tell the police story from last night.
He just said hi to Big John.
It's not that big of a deal. Somebody said he it just lets you know that you're going into a third world country. I pulled out of my office, went down the side street, 11:15 last night. I looked down the frontage road of 290, and I see a police car racing along doing about 75 miles an hour, and it's a three-lane frontage. And as soon as he pulls past me, I pull out into the slow lane, and then I start getting over to get on the highway in the center lane. And from way behind me, had to be going about 80, a APD racing. But I didn't know it was an APD yet. He didn't have his lights on. He didn't have his cherries, his flashers on. And he races right up on my hind end. I mean, right up on my hind end. And I don't get into road rage stuff, folks, most of the time. 99% of the time, I don't ever, end up responding. I've had somebody pull a truck in front of me earlier this year and jump out. And I went ahead and got out and said, look, man, just don't touch me. I said, let me go. I try to stay out of it, and this car races right up on me. And by then, I'd already accelerated up to about 55, to get over and get on the highway. And there was a whole other lane right beside me. He could have gone around. And I go, I think that's a cop. And he just almost hit me. He flew out around me, and I said, oh, my God. And he pulls right up beside me, and I go, ah, and shines his spotlight in on my face. He's right up beside me, almost hitting the car, and then he goes flying off down the highway, and I almost followed him, but then he'd have probably gunned me down or something and said I was Al Qaeda, and I guarantee you he was a steroid head back from Iraq. He's probably been greasing Iraqis all day, and thinks it's funny. These guys that, and there was another cop car ahead of him, but it had already sped on over the highway, and then it exited off on Congress. The other guy exited before that, 435. And I almost called 911, but I said, what, call the man, call the establishment and tattle? That cop's been hired to act like a thug. He's been hired to squeeze the slaves and let us know that he's the boss. And, as much as I want to hold up good police, the point is this guy violently pulled up behind me, and then that wasn't enough. So I didn't pull out in front of him. No, he was way down the road. Tiny headlights when I pulled out, but I didn't realize he was going 75, 80 miles an hour. But instead of just shooting around me, he didn't like it that a slave was out in the road, that a slave, was going home. And so but it wasn't enough to come, right up, folks. I was like, his windshield, I looked out my windshield. The windshield was right there, and I could tell it was a cop car then. I was like, my God, this cop is right on my tail. 80 miles an hour, whoom, right up behind me. They probably would have tasered me if he'd have hit me. Probably, you son of a bitch. You caused a cop to wreck. Get him out. Beat him. Probably started slamming my head in the ground. Blood splattering everywhere. That's how they act. I see reports all the time where cops beat people up they run into. So, I ran into a dangerous person last night, and thank God I made it home to my family. The issue is, he needs to get in trouble for that, or she, whoever this nutcase was, because it wasn't enough then to endanger everybody on the road. They had to then shine light in my face, let me know, hey, we're the boss, slave. Just keep the paycheck coming.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. A day.